Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
All right, Prez, you know what? I decided to come on back up and share a little bit more information with you. Because this topic, this show was getting so good to me, I decided to come back up and share some more information with you. But we were talking about camps, clinics, and showcases. And as always, I'm sorry, I'm your host, M.A. Scott, doing the second round of the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And we're going to be on the air for probably about another 15, 20 minutes, half hour at the most, talking about what we like to talk about, helping parents to get a better understanding of the recruiting process. Helping parents to get a better understanding of the recruiting process. Well, you know, we finished off the last part talking about why should you attend the camps, clinics, and showcases. And I say, you know the calendar, know the recruiting calendar, know your benefits of it, and know what's the purpose of the particular event. If the particular event doesn't give you a purpose other than to run up and down the court and play a few games, then is it something that you really want to invest in? You know, and that's a whole nother piece of the conversation. You know, friends, these camps, clinics, and showcases, these events are normally very costly. You know, normally very costly. But please do not look at it from that standpoint. Please think about it as looking at it from the standpoint of this is an investment. This is an investment. During the last segment, we talked about the number of schools and high schools in a particular state. And I gave you the example of Connecticut, which is only about 340 schools, 340, 350 high schools in that particular state. But in all, you only have a total of 20 colleges or universities in that state. And Connecticut being one of the smallest, the third smallest state in the United States, in the country. But looking at the numbers, that's quite disturbing. So how do the student athletes in that particular state get the exposure? By attending various camps, clinics, and showcases. You know, you look at some of the larger states like the state of New York, where, okay, instead of 340 schools, 350 schools, you may talk about now close to 1,500 schools. You know, of course, the number of Division I, the number of colleges and universities will go up, but the numbers or the ratio is probably still close to the same, you know, which is in itself is very interesting because you have to realize if your child does not get that exposure, don't have the opportunity to attend any of these events, and there's also other ways to get exposure, but if your child doesn't have the opportunity to attend any of these events, then he or she is limiting their ability to be seen and as a result reach the recruiting pool. Of course, you have the option of sending in video and all this other kind of stuff. But again, you want to send in video, and that's a whole new topic, whole new conversation, whole new show that we'll talk about at some other time. But just to briefly hit it, you want to send in video that's going to highlight your student athlete. And if you're sending in video that's going to highlight your student athlete at one of these various events, a camp, clinic, or a showcase, then now, Now you got something to compare your child against. If they're dominating at the high school level because they're 6'10", and the other average kid at that school is only 6 feet, okay, does that show a really true, the child's true ability? You know, put them in a setting where they're going to match up with kids of their size, their caliber, their talent, their skill level, and then allow them to go ahead and show their, you know, show themselves. You know, put it out there. Show their work. Show what they're made of. Okay? So, attending the various camps, clinics, and showcases are always a plus. Always a plus. It gives you the opportunity to be seen. Gives your child opportunity to play with like-minded student athletes. It gives your child the opportunity to develop a solid work habit, because they'll talk about things and they'll help them work on things that they may not have had the opportunity to be exposed to. You know, they may work on certain drills that your child have never thought about, or even your high school coach have may not have thought about. You know, when you talk about a camp, you're talking about being there for probably, you know, 3 to 4 days, anywhere from 2 to 4 days, you know, normally at a camp. And in some cases, camps may be even longer than that. You're talking about a clinic, that may be something that happens, you know, all in one day. But it still gives them the chance to hone in on that particular skill set that he or she has that haven't been tapped into yet. Because normally when you have these various, and that's another thing, normally when you have these various camps and clinics, they bring in some highly qualified coaching staff to work with the student athletes, to work with them children. But if you know, and I said that's another thing, if you know for whatever reason that the student athlete is not quite, or that coaching staff is not quite the coaching staff that you wanted to expose your child to, or that coaching staff is based upon, for whatever reason, somebody just, I don't know, just invited them out there because they're friends of somebody else, you know, and haven't brought anything positive to the table, and you've observed this coach for a number of years, then now you got a different situation. So you have to know the event that you're going to attend and the purpose of attending that event. But they work on these different skill sets. Now, when you talk about these showcases, now showcases normally, that's normally like a tournament or something like that, and they bring in the best teams to normally play. And not only play, they also, if you have a good director of that showcase, that director may work on various other skills at that showcase as well. And oftentimes, coaches, college coaches, attend these various showcases, camps, and clinics. And they go there with the sole purpose of looking for student athletes. And again, once you get, and we'll be talking about this here on another show, but once you start receiving that correspondence, how do you determine whether that correspondence is something that puts you in the limelight, or puts you on that coach's board, puts you on that coach's list? And I'm not going to rattle off into too much of that, but I'm just going to stay focused on the camps, clinics, and the showcases. And the showcases, you normally have a lot of team play. And they have an opportunity to go out there and, again, showcase their skills. You know, if you're playing baseball, you know, you'll get out there and you'll go a couple innings and everybody have a chance to get the chance to see you at your best position. Hey, again, if it's the first time, parents, I encourage you, if it's the first time your child hasn't been involved in these things, then, hey, sit back, allow them to absorb it, take it in. And then if they have the opportunity to go again, allow them to go again, because you'll find that you'll get a better product when they go. And, you know, and what I've noticed from a lot of student-athletes when they've attended these different events, camps and clinics and the showcase, when they attended these events, they play all together different style of play than what you would see at the high school level. And I attribute that to they're more comfortable, they're more relaxed, they're more wanting to display their true talent. Whereas at the high school level, you may have them in a particular setting or a particular set where they you know, they're stuck in playing one particular position. You know, they're running the coaches program, the high school coaches program. But if you have them at these various other events, camps, clinics, and showcases, now you have them where they're more comfortable and the coaches there normally allow them to flow a little bit more. As long as they don't get to the point where they become selfish, and a lot of you'll find some of the better events stress that point of, hey, we want to see your true potential. We want to see you leave it all out there on the field or on the court, but at the same time, not to the point of being selfish. When you have that, then you'll find that you get a much better product, get a much better game, and your student athlete, your child, gets a chance to really light up. And oftentimes they walk away from there with such joy in their heart and such great feeling because they had a good experience. And like I said, they have the opportunity to interact with kids, of like-minded kids. And that's really a plus in itself, especially if you have a child that questions his or her ability. And that'll give you a good gauge of where they are, as far as their talent level. But at the same time, we as parents have to remember when we attend these events, these events are always for our children, not for us to be yelling up and crazy like when I lost the last part of our mind out there in the stands, you know, do this and do that and da da da, fuss. I've seen that happen at numerous events I've attended, and I've often looked at the young man, and as I walked past him, I would say, hey, great game today. No matter what his dad or his mom just said, I walk past him and say, great game. Or if I seen something, I said, hey, okay, I seen you out there about to make that move. You hesitated. Why? Don't hesitate. Go ahead and play your game. Enjoy yourself. Have fun at it. And that is the true picture of it. Having fun. I tell that to my children all the time. When you're out there competing, have fun. And when you get to the point where you're no longer having fun, okay, well, maybe it's time to put the shoes away. You know, come out with something else to do. But I want you to continue to have fun. When it's not fun anymore and you want to shut it down, then shut it down. But as long as you're having fun, I'm there to support you. I am there to support you, and I will continue to support you. Be it good or bad, I'll be there to support you. You know, and one thing I've learned from a friend of mine, allow your child to do a self-assessment. You know, upon completing one of these camps or clinics or these showcases, do a self-assessment. Don't force them to do it. You know, just explain it to them, break it down, and, you know, just have them evaluate themselves without mentally beating themselves up. You know, just basically doing a quick self-assessment of what they're, because what they fail to realize a lot of times at these various events, they can play the game. They know the game. They have the ability. They have the skill. And a lot of times it boils down to their confidence, or how much they want to actually dive into their passion. Hey, why hold it? You know, why hold on to it? Enjoy yourself. You know, again, making sure that when you attend one of these events is something that that child will benefit from. You know, if there's no benefit, then again, you may want to rethink that. Rethink that. You know, and it's often different from young men than it is from young women. You know, a young man, he goes into the situation and he has a little bit more aggressiveness. And oftentimes, what I've seen, young ladies, they go to a situation and you know, they're a little bit more passive. But at the same time, they're able to connect and bond with other players faster than most young men are. You know? And that's normally a good thing, and that's something I've observed for quite some time, and I've always found it to be a plus with young ladies. And because the guys, they'll go in and, you know, once they realize that that person has the same desire and they're working together out there on the court, you know, and we've all seen it, it's been magic. You know, you take two kids from opposite environment and you put them in a like situation and have them work together as a team. And a lot of times you'll find that that situation will turn out to be so beautiful at the end, because they will end up gelling and molding and connecting with that other child and making it for a totally great situation. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a story. A few years back, I took my oldest son to an event. Now, I knew for a fact that there was roughly about 200 kids that was going to attend this event. And, you know, he's a, you know, skilled ball player and enjoys playing and, you know, has that passion for it and has had that passion for it for a number of years. Okay? Took him to this event. And it wasn't one of those events where I was going to be able to stay with him the whole entire time. Actually, I took him to the event. I got him settled in. And then I actually came on back home, which was about 3 to 4 hours away. But I stayed there long enough to make sure he got settled in and, you know, he got to the point where he was able to move around and know what he had to do, and I think he connected with one or two other young men while he was there, so he did know someone, but the percentage of young men that he's known and played with and all that kind of stuff was very low. But he was able to get there, and once they found out that they had that one thing in common, and we're talking about the game of basketball, once they found out that they had that in common, then it made for a wonderful experience. And when I went back to observe him for, you know, the last 2 days of the event, got there the night before, had a chance to observe him the night before the event closed out and the final day of the event, because the event was 4 days long. And I got back there and found out that, you know, like I said, it was 200 athletes there, 200 children there participating in this particular event. When I got back there, everywhere we went, when we was in the dorms that they stayed in, when we went to the cafeteria, when we went to the little store, you know, he had connected with so many different young men, other young men that he had never known before and wouldn't have had the opportunity to connect with had he not been to that event. But that helped him and his confidence was boosted based upon how well he was able to connect with those young men. And I believe gave him, like I said, it boosted his confidence to the point of his performance level was at a high. And it really surprised me and shocked me, and he kept talking about it, you know, when I got up there the night before. But I was like, okay, we'll see. And, you know, I was happy for him, and I was waiting to get the overall picture. But in the end, they announced that he was the MVP of the camp. It really shocked me because it just told me that he got up there and got to the point where he got so comfortable, he decided to really press himself and play his game and show his true ability. And that in itself was a big shocker for me. But I was so happy for him, you know, and that just shows, again, like I said, he was able to get involved, and his confidence level was at a high, and the friends and camaraderie that he had, the connections that he had made up there, and, you know, the respect that he had gotten from, you know, the other kids that was there. It was phenomenal. Not only other kids, but the other coaches. You know, coaches that was attending the camp, coaches that was there observing and evaluating, coaches that was there working the camp, you know, other folks. It was phenomenal because of the fact that he went up there and was exposed to an environment that he wasn't familiar with, totally another state away, a couple states away, and got up there and was totally comfortable at the end of the day. So, and like I said, always dealing with like-minded individuals that has that goal and that dream, and realizing that he or she can move on to do the same thing, that's always a plus for our children. Well, you know, it's been another great show, and I hope that you had the opportunity to get something out of this year's experience as well. We've been talking about camps, clinics, and showcases and how your student-athlete can benefit from those types of events and some of the things that you should look out for when you attend those type of events. You have to remember, get a chance to go to or attend one of those events, make sure you do it, and think of it, parents, from the perspective of it's an investment. It is an investment. You are investing in your child's future. I know you've probably been doing that for all your life, but now you're truly doing it when you get them involved in the various camps, clinics, or showcases. It's an investment. Enjoy it. Allow them to enjoy it. Allow them to have fun with it. Because in the end, you'll see that it will pay off, and not only you will benefit, but they will benefit, you know. Again, camps, clinics, and showcases. Camps, clinics, and showcases. That is where your child will have the opportunity to be seen by various coaches and other staff that's associated with different institutions. So do not hesitate to get involved. Do not hesitate or sit back and wait for it to happen. You know, if your child has the opportunity to, again, get to one of these different, allow them to go, you know. Again, at any time you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. As always, on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, we are here for you. We are here for you, the parent, to make sure that you have the opportunity and your student-athlete has the opportunity to make the best out of their recruiting process. And making the best out of the recruiting process is have an opportunity to play at the next level and most importantly, getting that college degree. You can go there and play all day long, but if you're not able to obtain that degree at the end of the day, you know, and you're just chasing it for the sake of making a dollar, are we really doing our children a serious service, or why are we doing a disservice? And, you know, that's all I'm going to say on that note. You know, even the young men nowadays that have the opportunity to do the one-and-done thing, you know, it's good, but I would still hope that at some point in time, once they get settled at that level, that they would even consider going back and obtaining their degree. I know that the NBA Players Association, the top 100 camp, which has actually started today, will have their student athletes, their children, that young men that attend their event, they actually sign a contract saying that they will pursue their degree once they enter the NBA. And let me see if I have a copy of one of those statements, and I'll read it to you real quick. But I have one here with me. No, I don't have it here with me. But oftentimes I carry that thing around with me. But if you give us a call at 646-929-2416, or you can reach us at pcphr@aol.com, and we'll help you out in any way possible. And again, the Parent Coach of Parent Network is a network of parents that has been established throughout the United States. We have affiliates in Texas, Los Angeles, Mississippi, Miami, Oregon, Connecticut, various places throughout the United States. And we are here to support you in any way possible. We're working towards getting our name out there fully and branding our situation so that, you know, the Parent Coach Parent Network will be in the various school systems to help out parents of student athletes in every school system and help you connect with those college coaches throughout the United States. So, again, we appreciate your time, your effort, and your willpower and support of your student athlete and your child. Again, I say your child. This has been M.A. Scott, the host and founder of the Parents Coach to Parent Network. You have a good day and stay motivated. All right? We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Same time, same place, same channel. Let me see if I can find my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and give us a little something before we totally close out here. Because we haven't heard from my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to listen to him, then I think you need to hear what Keith has to say. Because Keith brings a very solid message, and this is coming from a student athlete. This is not coming from me. This is coming from a student athlete that truly enjoys the game just as much as your children do. Well, I don't think we're going to get a chance to hear anything from Keith today. Looks like my switchboard seems to be on a blank. But again, this has been M.A. Scott, the host and founder of the Parents Coach to Parent Network. You have a great and wonderful day. Thank you.